Say yes to yourself and the world will too. I learned this, I don't want to say the hard way, but I learned it through repetitive mistakes. Hello, friends. Welcome to another episode of the Own Your Awesome podcast. I'm your host, Miranda Von Fricken. Today, I want to dive into a win that I'm in the middle of. I'm in a fantastic season right now. I'm growing, I'm learning, I'm engaging. Clients are coming left and right. Big things are happening. Oh my gosh. Like, if my voice sounds weird, it's because I just spent like 3 minutes crying over one of the biggest things I've ever done in my career, and I'm literally holding it in my hand. This is probably why I should do a YouTube podcast so you can see what I'm talking about. Friends, if you haven't been living under a rock and you follow me on LinkedIn or Instagram, you know that I wrote my book. It's finally here. I'm like literally holding it in my hand. It's blue. It's beautiful. It's not shiny, which I don't know if I like. I chose the matte finish because it's kind of it's a workbook. So I wanted it to be a little more flexible, but it's not as shiny as I want. So I may have to consider a change there. You know me, shiny and sparkly. However, I'm holding it in my hand. Oh my God, and it feels absolutely amazing. Have you ever done something that it was like a pipe dream for a while and then you saw other people doing it around you and you're like, maybe it's not one of those dreams. Like maybe it's a dream I can actually make a reality. And so you kind of toy with the idea and then time passes and you get busy and then work and kids and family and life and crap hitting the fan. And then it just kind of goes away and you forget about it. And then something reminds you. Like, I think if something is truly for you, it's going to keep appearing in your life. And this is where being open to everything really comes in handy, right? So I'm a huge fan of signs. I love asking God for help. I love asking him to bring me what's for me, right? The best clients, you know, the best meals, the best opportunities. And I also ask him to show me which dream that I have on my heart is like next in line, right? Like what's the next big thing I'm supposed to do? And often I'll get some type of sign. And one day I said to a friend, I think it was a little over a year ago, I'd love to write my book. You know, I've been talking about it for years. I've got this podcast called Own Your Awesome and it's doing very well. And I just know it's the name of my brand and it'll be a book series. And actually my dream was to take the Own Your Awesome book series and essentially make it like the Chicken Soup for the Soul series that Jack Canfield did. So it was just like the dream started to evolve, right? And it started to grow legs. I started to do voice memos to myself and send some ideas of what the book would look like, what I would talk about, what chapters would I have in it. And then I started seeing friends all around me publish their own books. And I'm like, well, if she can do it, I can do it. If they can do it, I can do it. Like all these people started having books and I love to support and celebrate my friends that are doing the things. And so I buy all the books. I'm literally looking at one of my bookshelves. I have too many. And the entire row, the entire shelf is books written by people I know. And not one of them was mine. And so I started to feel some type of way about that. And one day I took a MEO week, which is like my jam. Again, if you know me, you know I love me a good MEO week. Once a quarter, I will take a full week off in business as much as I can off. And I will just focus on my business, myself, my self-care, any big project I'm working on. And the first time I did a big MEO week that I was going to be focused on one of my projects or dreams was a while ago, and I focused on the book. And so I cleared off my desk. I took every one of those books that are written by someone I know, and I put it next to my laptop in a like a tall, it was like the biggest tower. If there was a strong breeze, I was screwed because that thing was falling over and making a big mess. I sat down with my laptop and my notebook and my pen because I do love to write things out. And I had my phone handy with all the notes I've been, you know, taking, given to myself through voice memos. And I just sat there looking at this tower of books and saying, all of these women have done what I thought was once impossible. And it's clearly not, especially with technology these days. Like I pressed a couple buttons and just published my book. So I sat down and I started to write, and I had a lot of blocks, as crazy as that sounds. I had all the ideas. I knew what it looked like on my vision board. I had a picture of a girl crying. I think I Googled blonde girl, messy bun, black hoodie, crying at her desk. And I printed it out and put a picture of that on my vision board because I knew that's how I would feel the day I finished my book. And I did. The day I finished my book, I'm actually embarrassed to tell you the date. It was January 24th, 2024. I typed the last words of my book. The last words of my book, which I'm going to open up to the page now, is page 133. And I said, until then, go own your awesome. And I cried. Oh my God, I cried. Oh, like crocodile tears. Like, oh my gosh, I Voxered my mastermind girls. And I was like, oh, I did it. I was like sobbing. I was like snot coming out of my nose. I did it. I wrote the book. Oh my God. And they messaged me back also crying. Like, man, there's something to be said about having a community, but that's a whole different podcast. But like, I did the thing on January 24th. It was probably around like 8 o'clock at night. And I just felt amazing. Oh my God. Like, I talk a little bit about the experience in previous episodes. And so I won't get too much into it. Feel free to scroll back and listen to some old ones. But I just felt amazing. And from that point forward, everything started to change. I won the lottery. That's a whole different story. It was a dollar. Don't get too excited. I won the lottery. I called in a free trip to Hawaii. A client flew me out. Yes, free, first class. I talk all about that in a previous episode too. If you're new to me, hi, welcome. You've got a lot of catching up to do because there's so many cool stories and they're all in my podcast. So feel free to binge these. They're not that long. But if you've heard me, you know what I'm talking about. Like, I called in so many amazing things, speaking at conferences, emceeing amazing women events, being guests on podcasts, calling in the best clients ever, publishers, speakers, authors, nonprofit leaders, like CEOs of conglomerates, like you name it. I was calling the minute I finished writing the book because I said yes to myself. And I opened this episode by saying, say yes to yourself and the world will too. It's one of my biggest quotes I've ever, like, people like say it all the time and hopefully they give me credit, but that's okay. It's something I fully embody, embrace, and explain to everybody. The minute you say yes to your dreams and finally do the thing that's been on your heart for years, everything changes. I'm literally holding my book, my proof of my book in my hand. Like, this is called a proof. When you print it on Amazon, they send you a copy of it. It's called a proof for you to approve. But I actually want to use the word proof as an evidence that this is proof that when you do the thing, when you say yes to yourself, the world will rise up to match that vibration, that energy. The universe says, holy shit, she actually did it. I'm not surprised, but here we go. It's like NOS in an engine. It gives it that rocket boost that you need in life to get all the results you've ever wanted. It's just, and there's so much to be said about doing the action that supports your dream. And listen, some people may be like, oh my God, if I write the book, what if I get famous? What if I get busy? What? And they get all freaked out, right? This whole fear of success thing. There's a lot to be said about doing the work to hold the space for the success. And I think I've done the work. I think I've more than done the work, and it's a foundation and it's continuous. And I'm telling you, like, no one's got a stronger foundation. because every morning, I mean, you hear me talk about every morning, my routine is so strong. It's unbelievable. Mind, body, spirit, the whole thing. Feel free to hop on a Zoom call with me and I'll share all my morning secrets. But I have created space in my world so I can receive all of the goodness that's meant for me. For years, I thought I would just be stuck in this sad gray cubicle in the office working towards somebody else's dream. And there was a part of me that knew that wasn't going to be the case. Or there was a part of me that knew I didn't want that. And that wasn't what God had on my heart. That wasn't my calling in this world. I had a bigger calling. I had a bigger mission. And it did not include the color gray, let me tell you. It sure freaking didn't. And I remember one day, it was my birthday. I was at the 9-to-5 in the sad gray cubicle, and my office mates gave me gifts for my birthday, and it was amazing. They gave me a happy lamp, and they gave me beach in a box because I already had a palm tree on my desk from Sam's Club, like a little one. So I had the palm tree because I love me some palm tree energy. I'm obsessed. And I had a palm tree, so they gave me a beach in a box and a happy lamp that would, you know, be the sun in the office. I had no windows in my office. It sounds like such a fun experience. Like, yay, beach in a box, happy lamp, palm tree. Like, that's amazing. I smiled. I said, thank you. I was so happy, like, in front of them. So grateful, of course. These are wonderful women who knew what I needed and kind of gave it to me. But I went into the bathroom and I cried. I just cried because I was like, no effing way is this fake beach in a box. You know me, I don't like boxes, right? Don't put me in a box. Now you're going to put this beach in a box? Like, I was so, my soul was like offended. The me version, the office girl, was like, yay, beach in a box. I love it. High five. Happy lamp was actually my favorite present ever from somebody. Like, she was I loved her. She was like one of my favorite coworkers. But like, to get the fake sun, the fake beach next to it was a real palm tree, but it was like a tiny one. But like it was just like in the sad gray cubicle, like you can picture it. I was just like, my soul was crushed. It was like, this cannot be our life. You gotta be kidding me. So God had other plans, of course. And if you know my story, you know I've gotten laid off 4 times. So the universe was like, all right, girl, this isn't your... So there were signs everywhere. And I know you're seeing them. Like, as of this episode, I have been getting nonstop clients, DMs, calls, comments in my posts about people struggling in their career. They're not all entrepreneurs who want to start a business or scale their business or speak on stages or write books. These are people in general who are like, something's happening. I feel it. I'm in the wrong place. And it's because they've been saying no to their souls. Oh, your soul is so sick of hearing the word no from you. And me holding this book is like, my soul hugged it. When it came and my daughter was like, Mom, your book's in the mailbox. I got a notification from Amazon. I was like, let's go get it. Like, it was just amazing. And I'm telling you, the minute you say yes to yourself and just take a step forward, just one little step forward. You don't even have to write a whole book. Like, you don't have to start the whole podcast. You don't have to speak on a stage or quit your job, or you don't have to do anything massive. Just take a step forward. And if you don't know what it is, like, just DM me. We'll do a coffee chat, Zoom call, 30 minutes. We'll see what happens. We'll see what comes of it. I seem to be very good at them. I make people cry all the time in my 30-minute Zoom chats, but then they're laughing and happy and feel empowered afterwards. So I won't just make you cry. But the minute you say yes to yourself, your soul can breathe and it says, okay, we're moving. All right, she hears me. She sees the signs I've been putting out for her. Oh, she saw that. Okay, good, she heard that. Oh, she felt that when that person wrote that post. Oh, she felt it. Ooh, twinge, twinge, poke, poke, sparkle, sparkle. Like, all right, she's feeling it. Good. she's going to take some action. And then you sit back down in that sad gray cubicle and the soul's like, no, what the heck, girl? Like, I just put that in front of you. Didn't you see? I thought you saw. Can't you just hear the conversation between you and your soul? She's screaming like, please, please, please set me free. Clearly, I'm feeling a little silly today. But man, when's the last time you had a deep conversation with your soul? What does she want? What does she want? What does she need? What does she need you to do? Because she's sending signs left and right. You've asked for them. You're getting them. But what are you doing? Are you taking the steps forward? Are you saying yes to your soul, to yourself, to your dreams, to your future? Like, you just need to make one little change. Like the one little thing I did that turned out to be a book in my hand was refusing to settle for the life I was living. It was a decision. You know me in decisions. I used to hate them. Now I love them. I made the decision that this wasn't going to be my life anymore. And I didn't take action on it right away. And then I got laid off 4 times and I got scared. Like, listen, failure is a part of it. Failure up and down, like rinse and repeat, all the things. Like, so many times I took that one little step forward and then like 15 back. It's a part of the process. It's okay. It doesn't matter what step you're in. It doesn't matter if you failed 15 times. If you said yes to yourself and nothing happened, like just keep moving forward. Say to yourself, what's one thing I can do today that can get me a step closer to my happy, to telling my soul, we did it, girl. And she's like, we did it. Confetti. Like, my soul is like throwing confetti right now because I'm holding this book. And friends, this is just the beginning. That is the difference from I need a better job to saying yes to yourself, doing the thing. You actually did the thing. It's in your hand. And the feeling that comes with it is I'm not done. I'm not like, woo, I did the thing. Check the box. Nope. This is just the freaking beginning. And I'm just getting started. And if y'all want to come with me, hop on in. The water's fine. I want to bring you with me because there's so many of you that I talk to that have dreams. They're not dead. They're not dead. They can be resuscitated. Trust me. I know life-saving procedures. Friends, what is your dream? What is your soul telling you? What signs have you been seeing that are confirming that things are for you? My biggest like mic drop moment is often when I say it's on your heart for a reason. God did not put this in your path. God did not put this in your mind. He did not put this on your heart because it was somebody else's. No. Like, he knows what he's doing. He knows who you are and he knows what you're capable of. Do you? Because it's on your heart because it's yours. So it's time. All right, friends. I'm going to get off my soapbox now. I got work to do. My book is in my hand. I pressed the publish button today. You're going to be able to buy it on the 6th. Oh, I can't believe it. I cannot believe it. On the 6th, June 6th, 2024, my book will be available on Amazon for you to buy. I can't wait to hear what comes of it. It's called Own Your Awesome on LinkedIn. The next few episodes, we'll really dive in to different chapters of the book. Like, we'll talk a little bit specifically about, you know, the process, of course, but also who wrote my foreword. I cannot wait to share that. Oh my God, I'm so about the foreword, my relationship with this woman, her success. We'll talk about the energy of LinkedIn, the strategy of LinkedIn, and of course, all the abundance that comes from owning your awesome on that amazing platform. This book is part personal branding, part LinkedIn, all awesome. And it actually, it's funny, one of my biz besties read it and said like, yo, this is so much more than a book about LinkedIn and branding. It's ridiculous, but it's also exactly what she needed for both of those areas to grow in her business. So it's amazing. I love it. I would read it in a heartbeat. I can't wait for you to read it. So couple things for you to do. Of course, mark your calendar, June 6th, grab the book. Rate and review this podcast because the more I grow this podcast, the more I can grow the book, the more I can reach more women, the more I can achieve my mission here on earth. right? I've accepted it. I've said yes to it. I know the world will respond, and you are a part of that. You're a part of my mission. You're a part of my community. I love you. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of Own Your Awesome. I'm your host, Miranda Von Fricken. And until next time, say yes to yourself and continue to own your awesome. Bye.